From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. The first African-American University of Missouri System president passed away Saturday. Alson Floyd was UM System president from 2003 to 2007. He died from complications of colon cancer. When Floyd came to be president, economic conditions were difficult in Missouri, but he continued to push the importance of higher education. Colleagues say Floyd was the kind of guy who would do anything that needed to be done to benefit students. Scott Sharton was the director of communications for the UM system at that time, and he shared one of his fondest memories of Floyd.
There was a story of one student he saw out walking who didn't have a pair of boots in the winter, and Elson got him a pair of boots. That kind of caring for students was really the mark of the man.
While president at Washington State University, Floyd oversaw growth in enrollment to its highest point in the school's 125-year history. A group of St. Louis area schools are pledging to help two failing districts get back on track. The agreement, announced by Missouri Governor Jay Nixon today, will mean 22 schools that accept students transferring from the Normandy and Riverview Garden schools also will provide support to help those districts regain accreditation. Help could include anything from reducing tuition to teacher training. The agreement comes as Nixon is considering a bill aimed at reducing the cost to failing schools if students transfer, as well as giving some students the option to switch to virtual or charter schools. The legislation received mixed support in the legislature after some raised concerns that it didn't adequately address issues stemming from the state's student transfer law. The U.S. House is scheduled to take up legislation today designed to help the Environmental Protection Agency better protect consumers from dangerous chemicals. St. Louis Public Radio's Jim Howard reports the bill also helps the EPA pay for reviewing chemicals.
By one estimate, there are more than 80,000 chemicals used in commerce that have not been fully tested for their effect on health and the environment. Illinois Republican Representative John Shimkus says a 1976 law on the matter is a failure with built-in weaknesses and unnecessary complexities. And he says the 8 Republican and 5 Democratic co-sponsors of his bill want an EPA that can protect consumers.
But we also want to make sure that emotions don't run rampant and trump science in that someone says a chemical is bad when it's really not.
One provision in the bill allows a private company to help pay for a review of a chemical it wants to use. In Washington, I'm Jim Howard.
Towns along U.S. 136 in northern Missouri are putting out the welcome mat this week for about 1,000 cyclists. The cyclists are participating in the Bike Across Missouri race. It's the first year of the race, which is modeled after a similar event in Iowa. The race covers about 300 miles, and it began yesterday in Rockport in the west and will end on Friday in Canton in eastern Missouri. The St. Joseph News Leader reports the cyclist will make several stops as the race winds through 22 towns, anywhere from about 15 to 80 miles apart. Fraternity and sorority leaders discussed possible changes to Greek campus life with University of Missouri officials this weekend at the Chancellor's Summit on Sexual Assault and Student Safety in Fraternity Houses. Sarah Sherrieri has more.
Saturday's meeting followed weeks of debate after a draft of proposals put together by the Fraternity Alumni Consortium circulated in the university community. Proposals included limiting visiting hours for women to fraternity houses, banning hard liquor in sorority and fraternity houses, and drug testing members. The Panhellenic Association reacted to the document with a letter to the chancellor that rejected several of the proposed changes while supporting others. Allison Fitz is president of the Panhellenic Association.
Our intent of the letter was to make sure we got a seat at the table, which we definitely did today at the summit. So I think the big thing moving forward is just to continue to have women at the table when it comes to making policies regarding their safety.
Last week, the Panhellenic Association released a new sexual violence education plan. Jason Blinkow, president of the University of Missouri Interfraternity Council, says that while many possible changes are under debate, a beer-only policy in fraternities will likely soon be enacted. University Vice Chancellor Kathy Scroggs says the university plans to set a national precedent in working with the Greek community to address sexual assault and student safety.
I think within a year, they're going to be saying, let's do things like the University of Missouri. That's our goal, is we intend to be the national model.
I'm Sarah Sherrieri.
I'm Rebecca Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.